This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins are on the field this hour, taking on the Orioles in Fort Myers for a spring training game. Minnesota lost to Pittsburgh yesterday 12-1. Both the Wolves and Wild are looking to bounce back as well. They lost last night. Tonight they play. Let's start with the Wolves. They lost at the Lakers 111-102 last night in a game that head coach Chris Finch did not particularly care for.
I didn't like our body language and our energy from some of our guys. You know, things were hard out there, and we got to fight through that a little bit better. And then obviously we fouled them a lot down the stretch and couldn't get a couple offensive rebounds, a couple turnovers in transition, which really hurt us.
Tonight it's on to Utah for a tip time of 8:30. The Wild were in Utah last night and lost 6-1. Minnesota defenseman Jake Middleton.
We were kind of disconnected from the start. They were connected and we never really gained any traction throughout the 60 minutes. And when we did, we gave up a quick one right after kind of thing. So.
Tonight, the Wild are in Denver to face the Avalanche. That puck will drop at 8. A big night of college hockey tonight. The second-ranked Golden Gophers visit number 15 Penn State. A chance to win the Big Ten Championship this weekend lies there for Minnesota. Defenseman Mikey Kester of Chaska says of the Nittany Lions.
Obviously, they got some guys that can put the puck in the net over there like Fink. And, you know, they're a pretty deep team, too. And I think their goalie's been playing really well as well. So it's going to take everyone. It's going to be 60 minutes. And, again, I think it's just focusing on, you know, having a good start Friday, go from there, build on it, and try to play a full 60 Friday, and then focus on Saturday.
Other men's hockey tonight, Minnesota State Mankato hosts Bemidji State. St. Thomas entertains Michigan Tech. St. Cloud State is at the defending national champion Denver, and Minnesota Duluth will host Miami. There's a full slate of opening round WCHA playoff games on the women's side of things this weekend as well. Those are all best of three series. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.